Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Heading into November 2021, actually heading into the week of Thanksgiving, and things are slowly but surely coming together. I'm actually working on cleaning my office for the 477th time in the last 10 years, and I've actually gotten some stuff out of my office this time and started looking at what I could actually get rid of in the long run, which is, I know, a difficult thing. Well, it isn't difficult in the sense that I need to do it. It's difficult in the sense that I don't like to do it. So just something that I've kind of been wandering around for a long time and arguing with myself, obviously, as I kind of head down the path of trying to figure out what it is that I'm trying to do with my office. But anyway, the reason for today's podcast is that to this weekly podcast system, kind of liken it, actually seems to me to be a lot easier to come up with a weekly topic than it used to be to come up with two topics in a month. I'm not sure why that is the case, but it feels like that is the case. I also took the week off from work just because I needed to refresh, recharge, rebuild, rejigger, whatever it is you read during vacation to get yourself back together and back to where you want to be. But one of the things that I've been thinking about over the last several weeks is the concept of a path forward. And in particular, I have to be honest, I'm a little scared about the COVID virus. I'm a little scared about the number of people that still aren't vaccinated, the reality of that process and problem within this country. But I'm also looking at Europe right now, which is undergoing another wave of COVID, and I'm hoping that that does not make it to the U.S., that we are able to figure this out in an intelligent manner and avoid the fourth wave of COVID. Simply because at this point, I mean, enough people have been lost. We've lost more than 600,000 people. That it's just ridiculous. And to all those out there who don't feel like there's been a single person lost to COVID, because they would have died anyway, it's not necessarily the case. And while I certainly understand that you think that, and you have a right to think that, don't bring it up with me, because I don't support that. I find that position to be wrong. Wrong scientifically, but also wrong morally and ethically. So if you bring it up, I'm going to tell you I think you're wrong. But anyway, the end of all of this is that it is time to begin thinking about winter and what's going to happen in winter. Now, my wife and I had planned on having things a little different this winter, but it isn't the way things are going to be because of timing and other events. But, you know, one of the things that we're thinking about is that we, at some point, would like to move to a location that's a little warmer than where we live now, but also doesn't have the fluctuations known as traffic. When I grew up and I learned how to drive, people used to say, you know, it's 40 miles or about 45 to 50 minutes. And that was kind of how I learned to estimate travel, right? 40 miles, 45, maybe 50 minutes. Pretty simple, straightforward. Now, living in the Washington, D.C. area, you know, people ask you, well, what time of day are you going? Because that'll add an hour, no matter what. Certain times a day, but they're also going to ask you, you know, which way are you going? Are you going towards a bridge? There are four major bridges in the Washington, D.C. area, and all four of those bridges literally are jam-packed full of human beings. Now, you can take the surface streets. The Clara Barton Parkway runs along the Maryland-Virginia border and comes up to the bypass, but unfortunately you still end up on the bypass and it's still slow. And there are no surface roads that get you to where I'm trying to get to easily and effectively. So trying to avoid traffic is my new philosophy in life. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast and I want to thank you for listening. Happy holidays and happy Thanksgiving to all that listen.